Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fed Report Technical Market Call for Thursday, June 19th, a holiday day. We waited to do this recording to see if there was any news overnight. There is not, so honestly, we don't have a lot of changes, and this will be a shorter recording than expected. In the stock market, it still looks like there are some expiration shenanigans going on. We would use price declines this week to add to positions at attractive prices, near strike prices, and we would expect that after a choppy day on Friday, we will see the summer rally start again and continue into and through the July time period. Stocks basically look attractive technically, a little bit overbought, but this is as expected, and the chart formations are still reasonably attractive. In fixed income, we don't have a lot of changes. We're still expecting TLT to make it to 92 by the end of July. That market is also looks like it's set up to rally. We'll see how that goes. That's been an area that's been weaker than we have thought it would be. And after July, again, we have risk of higher rates going into the October time frame. In commodities, the only thing we'll mention is oil prices have hit. Well, we'll mention two things. Oil prices have hit our price targets for traders, but they can still go higher. Favorable seasonality basically ends also in July. We're looking for USO. We were looking for USO to get to 80 to 82. It has. We could see USO at 85. That means that our oil stocks are still attractive and should be also through the end of July, and there is decent accumulation on XLE. In gold, the only thing we'll mention there is watch that 302 area on GLD. Given the level of turmoil globally, we should be seeing more upside in gold, and we're not. And again, that's a concern. But until it breaks that 302 area, not really concerned. Again, accumulation has improved over the last couple of months, but it's still not where it would be if that were a super strong market. In international, no changes, and that's basically where we are. And we wish everybody a happy holiday and a good, safe weekend. Thank you.